Welcome to the Words of Hope podcast, weekday devotions from the diverse voices of Cathedral of Hope, United Church of Christ. The devotion for today, Tuesday, March 26, 2024, was written by Dan Peeler and is narrated by Angela Wharton. Today's words of inspiration come from John 12, verses 34 through 36. The crowd spoke up. "We have heard from the law that the Messiah will remain forever. So how can you say the Son of Humanity must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Humanity?" Then Jesus told them, "You are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going. Believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become children of the light." When he had finished speaking, Jesus left and hid himself from them. Hear today's words of hope. The first three Gospels present highly abridged outlines of the chronological life of Jesus, from his birth through highlights of his ministry, and lead to the events of what we now call Holy Week, climaxing with his death and resurrection. John, however, spends the majority of his narrative on Holy Week. Today's reading from John's Gospel is a typical example of Jesus' interaction with seemingly countless groups of the people who had come to Jerusalem that week for the Passover celebration. They were a diverse group made up of devout Jews from many provinces, curious Gentiles, jealous religious leaders, disciples, critics, friends, and enemies. Each had lists of questions to either honestly gain information or trick him into revealing he was an imposter. Jesus was center stage of the spotlight. The last sentence of today's passage gives us what I'm sure is an accurate description of the way most of us would react under that kind of pressure. Jesus left and hid himself from them. Wouldn't you? The Holy Week lessons continually reveal Jesus' fully human nature. He is compassionate. He's frustrated. He's angry. He's exhausted. Even John, whose gospel usually emphasizes the signs that establish the Messiah's divinity, now writes about the Jesus who lives next door. It is a message that we each need to remember as we prepare ourselves for the gravity of the events of Good Friday. The agony he is about to experience solidifies his union with humanity. He is one of us, about to die for all of us. Let us pray. Remind us that we no longer walk in the darkness, but are children of your light, as we study and meditate on the events of this holiest of weeks. May we never lose sight of the source of that light. Amen.
The Words of Hope podcast and the Cathedral of Hope daily devotions are a ministry of Cathedral of Hope United Church of Christ. To support this ministry, please subscribe to and share this podcast, follow us on social media, and donate through our website at cathedralofhope.com/give.